Hello?
Mr. Arnold, I have
yes.
Mr. Bundy on the line. Just one moment, I'll collect
right.
connect. Go ahead, please.
Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How do you feel?
Fine. I've sent you all a message.
I haven't seen it.
Well, it's just on its way. Our man has gone down to haggle.
Yeah.
And he's prepared to push as his own the point that you agree on.
Right.
He thinks it's wrong for him to push the one that I think is terribly important.
You mean the departure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it affects his own relation to them.
Yeah.
I have said that I regard that as a matter between you all, in a generic sense.
Yeah.
And the man you've dealt with.
Yeah.
For the reason that I think it's wrong to jeopardize his honest desire to push the others with something personally explosive here.
Yeah.
And because I think the there being a marginal difference of judgment between you and us, it's better to keep the locus of authority up there.
Yeah.
My recommendation is, however, that you ought to push it. I'd rather not discuss it too much on the open wire.
Yeah.
For the reason that if it is going to be done, it ought to be done by, not by us, but by you could guess who.
Yeah, no, that's one of the reasons I'm calling you. Because I had a long telephone call today from a young-looking friend.
Yeah.
And basically what he, the way he sizes it up, is that his friend, you know whom,
yeah.
Is, as these things go along, that his friend is getting to be more and more the object of recrimination among the fellows who,
yeah.
don't, who are left of him, you know? And that
the no people.
And he says that he can see that going on, and for that reason he believes, as of course we all do, that time is of the essence, and it gets more and more critical every moment, because he can see that as the military situation progresses from the point of view of the fellas near you, you know?
Yeah, I don't think that amounts to very much, but I'm sure it looks that way.
Yeah, but anyway, that as that goes on, you see, they engage more and more in these hysterics about our own participation in those successes, which they invent, and that sort of plays into the hands of the no fellas.
Yeah.
So anyway, now what he suggested, apparently I gathered you had told him that our young friend the three things.
Yeah.
And he believes that the first two are manageable, and he made a suggestion, and I can never tell, you know, whether it's he or his friend there.
Yeah.
About the third that you might want to consider.
Wait a minute to be sure which we're talking about. The first two are the ones that I'm pressing for here.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the third one is the salubrious climate elsewhere.
Yeah.
And about that one, he made the kind of interesting suggestion that if we could handle that on the basis of a an understanding kind of personal with G and confirmed by B, and we take the risk, a little risk there, or as he puts it, I don't know, maybe it's more than that.
That it would happen later, you mean?
That it would happen later. And he says that if we press the loss of face on the part of the individuals concerned, that it would make life extremely difficult for JB. See?
Yeah, well, I think the point that I have to make on that is that we are doing just that, and the last 2 days do marginally make it harder.
Sure.
On the, with size, friend.
Oh, that's right. I mean,
there isn't any fairness, but fairness is irrelevant. But let me. I mean, I think it is true that the bang-bang, which we can hear from here,
yeah,
has an exaggerated effect on everybody.
That's right.
It doesn't really change anyone's situation, but one crowd gets cocky and the other gets desperate.
Exactly.
We are sending you a new message on ways of dealing with the bang-bang.
Yeah.
That I think is a good deal more sensible than what we sent you yesterday.
Yeah.
And if we don't get a wrap-up on the talk front today,
yeah,
this is well worth your careful consideration.
Right. Now, have I made myself clear as to...
I understand what you're proposing.
No, please.
I mean what he is.
Yeah.
YLF.
Yeah. That's right. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that comes from him or from his friends?
It's
hard to tell.
It's hard to tell, but I would expect that it's based on joint discussion, in a way.
Your estimate of it's a terribly hard thing to estimate, of the possible effectiveness of YLF downtown here.
I don't know, but on balance, I tell you, he raised it again today.
Yeah.
On balance, I would be inclined to suggest that you allow YLF to come over, which all that means is that you'd be furnishing them with transportation and, safe conduct to do whatever he wants to do. And I tell you why, I would like very much for our own present and future interests to have his judgment or his description of some of the characters.
The human
being. Yeah. Now, I mean, as always, we would want to praise that in light of our knowledge of the reporter, which is my own estimate of him, is basically, superb and fine. But like everybody else, he has his own set of eyes.
He's a prism with different angles.
That's right.
If you know the prism, you can allow for that.
That's right. Now, I think that would be worthwhile, and I think there's a little risk, but not much. Now, this conversation he had with me, I think it was yesterday, in which I reported to you about JB coming over.
Yeah.
That became clear today. You see, when he talked to me yesterday, he was with JB.
Yeah.
Today he says that what was really going on there was, number one, he says, number one, in his opinion, there's practically zero chance that JB would want to do it, you see?
Yeah.
But he said that he felt yesterday that it was very important to try to keep alive in JB the feeling that the prospect that he might go over and be acclaimed, you see?
I wouldn't push him on that.
No, this isn't going to happen. But he was talking about the reason that he conveyed what is an impossible suggestion.
I really think that would tear it.
I do too.
Yeah.
I just wanted to give you that background so you can know everything that I've learned here.
I think what you ought to do is to get everything laid on, if you're willing, for YLF to come right away and allow me one more go, no go when I get a first.
Yeah.
Back from G, who's now downtown.
Now, the only thing that is necessary for YMF is transportation. He's terribly eager to come.
Well, I think you all can lay it from there. Why don't you have Bob organize that?
All right.
And I will tell people here that if they get a message that there's a VIP coming from there, they should give him most favored nation treatment and present him at once at the embassy.
Well, I won't do anything except organize it until I hear from you.
People there are in touch with YLF and that he knows how to lift the phone and be on his way.
No, you want me to wait until I hear from you, don't you?
I don't want him to leave until I hear one more, until I've had one more touch, base touching.
I'll lay it on and wait to hear from you.
Because I think it's of some importance that any move of this kind should be one in which G is privy before I do it.
Absolutely.
And therefore, I need to talk to him before I order it.
Yeah, but, and I think it ought to be put up in terms of this fellow
becomes a kind of a diplomatic advisor to G.
No, I think you ought to put it up in terms of this young fellow's conversations with you and me, indicating a desire to come and that you don't know and really don't care whether he wants to come as his own initiative or because of JB. But that if he wants to come, we're delighted and we think highly of him.
It does seem to me that the real object of the exercise would be for him to assess the area we're not in touch with.
Yeah, but point I'm making, Mike, and I'm sure you get it right away before I do.
Not to get him into business as one of us.
That's right. And when you present it to G, present it as something that the young fellow wants to do or that... And we don't know whether it's what he wants to do or whether JB wants it or G wants it, but we're glad to do it if G wants him over.
Well, I think that makes sense, just as an informational matter for us. I agree to that.
Yep.
And I think the thing to do is to get it all set so that he could be here in a couple of hours. And I will present it just that way and give you a call when I know.
And now...
to guess myself, judging from their processes before, that the first responses downtown will be full of howls and that we're going to have to just stonewall. And I don't know whether there's much give today or not, but this is what we're going to do anyway.
Well, may I? I've got two specific things. I'm sorry to take so much of your time.
Not a bit. It's very helpful.
But I've got two specific things I want to take up with you.
Go ahead.
First, the top man here is really in a hell of a stew because you remember that civilian list?
Yeah.
He can't find it and can't, nobody can dig it up and so on.
Would you want me to mail that up? Wire it up?
I think if you could put it on the wire here immediately with the an indication of OKJBNG, D.C. or something like that.
Which list do you mean?
The one we went over at the other place.
Well, you mean the one that they offered us as to who they were going to do?
Yeah, and that you cleared here.
Yep. Helmets all over the place up there. They had a complete State Department report on every one of them.
I know that, and I'll be damned if those guys can find it.
So we'll just refer them back to their cable number umpty-ump because they sent us the most comprehensive report.
All right, you send me that.
Yeah.
I'll get you
the cable number.
Send me the cable number and I'll get the damn thing. He's just been cutting everybody into small bits because nobody can dig that up. I guess they can't. Don't know what the hell we're talking about.
Why don't I call Bromley, who has it right there?
Is he here in my office?
Brom Smith?
Now, he's down here. I'm in the Situation Room.
He's just upstairs next to my office.
Oh, sure. That's where I am. And
exactly what you're talking about.
Okay.
I'm sure, and he can... I just think he can just reach into the cabinet.
All right. I don't bother then. Forget it. Now, the next thing is this. sorry.
Let me say on that...
Yeah.
I haven't been back to that lately because we were dealing with larger subjects.
Yeah.
And I rather expect the names and numbers of the players to change.
Sure. But I got a problem up here upstairs, you know.
I know that. I live there.
And now let me review one other thing with you, if I may.
Yeah.
I bedroom conversations this morning, telephone.
Yeah. How are the morning papers?
The morning papers?
Yeah.
Well, he's disturbed about them. They're confused.